Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Honest Tea. For almost 20 years, Honest Tea has been the nation's top-selling organic bottled tea and organic kids' juice drink maker, and they have been committed to being transparent and authentic through their organic and fair trade certified products. You guys know, as listeners of the Meditation Minis podcast, that around here we value honesty and we also value our health. Join me in joining Honesty in celebrating the lighthearted ways we have all been less than perfect through the hashtag Refreshingly Honest Project. Are you refreshingly honest? Share the fun and funny ways that you are less than perfect on social media, and then be sure to tag them with hashtag Refreshingly Honest. Want more honesty? You can learn more by visiting honesttea.com/podcast. That's honesttea.com/podcast. Honest Tea, refreshingly honest. And thank you, Honest Tea, for sponsoring this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. I don't know about you, but I can pretty much guess it's not too different than me, that fear hijacks you. Like it hijacks me, like it hijacks everybody pretty much often, several times a day at the very least. So how do we take that fear and turn it into fun so that we can step past the things that we think scare us? It's kind of like jumping off the high dive, right? I mean, if you've never jumped off the high dive, then you're still in fear. But for those of us who have jumped off a high dive, even if it wasn't the highest dive, at least once or twice in our life, you know what I'm talking about. That fear of getting up there and not being really sure that you're going to be able to do it, feeling like, oh my gosh, if I do this, I'm going to die. And then you jump and then you go underwater and you come up and you're like, oh my God, I totally want to do that again. So moving from fear into fun is very powerful. It's a wonderful shift to make in all areas of our life. And that's what we're going to deal with in this meditation today. So what I'd like you to do first is think of a situation, not a massive fear situation. That would be too much to start with. Think of a smaller fear situation, something that's, you know, prevalent in your life, but not so super huge that you're trying at all costs to avoid it. And work with that to start. And then once you start to see that changing in your life, you can pick something bigger and then something bigger. And sometimes just by doing a handful of the smaller things, it actually begins to shift the bigger things without you really even having to try anything at all. I would love to hear from you in the near future, sharing your stories about using this practice and what it has helped you transform in your life. So don't hesitate. In the near future, write me, shell@shellhamilton.com. But for now, go ahead and close your eyes and begin that process of taking 3 deep breaths. And I'd like you to think of a time where you were scared at first, but then when you did the thing that you were scared to do, you got super excited and you wanted to just do it again. And maybe for you it was jumping off a high dive, but it could very well be something completely different. So as you continue to relax now, taking a few more deep but gentle breaths, I'd like you to picture in your mind, get a sense of that time for you when you were nervous to do something, maybe get on a roller coaster, but then you did and it was awesome by the end of it. Noticing that feeling, remembering that experience now and playing it over and over again, maybe 3, 4, or 5 times in your mind. And what would it be like if you could turn that, oh my gosh, this is awesome, feeling up even more? Just turn it up like it's a wheel that you're spinning round and round and it's getting bigger and bigger and you're like, yes, that feels so good. It's It's awesome. Take a deep breath. Now take that feeling and those memories and those thoughts and just set them either to the left or to the right of you in your mind. Next, I'd like you to imagine that you're holding one of your hands out and you're looking at your hand at that situation that right now is causing you a little fear or trepidation, something that comes up time and time again in your week. That is uncomfortable and a little scary to move past. And just picture it there, kind of small, playing itself out in your hand, like a little scene. Good. And now what I'd like you to do is just kind of move that hand off to the side a bit and turn and feel that big, excited feeling again. Imagine yourself, you're in that moment and it's so scary and then it's super fun and turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. And then take that feeling and put it all on top of that little picture of the scary thing in your hand. Maybe it's a whirlwind that covers it, or maybe you sprinkle that little fear with fairy dust of fun. Wouldn't that be lovely? Now picture yourself in the situation that is currently causing you some fear and trepidation, and imagine as you're in that moment, fairy dust of fun is sprinkling down on you, and you find yourself starting to laugh when you feel the fear, and you start to think of how exciting it might be. Like you're doing that other thing. That's so fun. And this fairy dust is just floating down on this situation that used to be fearful, and now the situation doesn't seem nearly as bad as it used to. In fact, even before you open your eyes today, you might actually find yourself secretly looking forward to that situation in the future. And then when you walk into that situation, see yourself being willing to stop and take that breath and imagine fairy dust is sprinkling down on you instead. And you remember that other time that you felt scared and then you did it and it was so exciting and it felt so good. Take a deep breath, locking it in, putting these two ideas, these two memories, these two pictures together. And the harder you try to remember that way the fear felt in the present situation, the more and more you start to think about how that could become fun. And the fairy dust is sprinkling down, and you take that breath and relax and know, I've got this. Oh yes, I've got this. I can do this. It feels so good. That's right. And preparing yourself in a few moments to open your eyes, knowing that you can re-listen to this audio whenever you need. But already, there's this fairy dust of fun beginning to set you free. Thank you so, so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. I want to invite you to pay it back so that together we can pay it forward. This week, between now and midnight on Friday, the 22nd of September, all purchases of my Mental Chill Tranquility album, I will donate the proceeds of those purchases to the Reeb Center on the south side of Columbus, which is doing some amazing work. So if you are listening to this and it is not yet midnight on September 22nd, please consider going to shellhamilton.com, scroll down, click on Mental Chill Tranquility, and purchase an album. All of the money that is spent this week on that digital download will go directly to the Reeb Center, and together we'll pay it forward. Thank you so much for being a Meditation Minis podcast listener, and have a wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shel Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, Visit calmclearnow.com.